Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's going on, Knicks Nation? We are back for another player preview. We have Pacome Dadier excited to get into some conversation regarding the new Knicks rookie that they drafted in the first round. Dadier also played in the summer league. We saw a little bit of glimpses of what he can provide as well. But Chris, let's get into Dadier. A little bit of a raw prospect, right?
Yeah. Definitely a raw prospect. He's a young kid, only 19, I believe. I don't think he's hit 20 yet. But, you know, somebody who we saw in the G League and, you know, obviously looked. Summer League. Who looked extremely raw, right? You know, he had plenty of opportunities to get shots up and things of that nature. But somebody who's projecting like a 3-and-D type of player who can kind of do a little bit of everything, which I like, you know. What were your thoughts of, you know, Dadier in summer league?
I thought he looked like a little bit of a deer in the headlights when, you know, first couple of games was occurring. But I feel like towards the back end of, you know, our summer league action, as our summer league was dwindling down, I feel like the Knicks actually, you know, found a rhythm for him, and he actually got a rhythm going. You know, from three, he wasn't really shooting the ball well, but he was finishing around the rim pretty well. I think the best game he had in summer league, he scored 12 points or something like that against the Detroit Pistons, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 12 points on 4 or 5 shooting, 0 of 3 from three. So he finished off summer league, his last three games from three, he was 0 of 9 from behind the arc. So he has a high arcing shot. I love his shooting motion, but raw prospect, right? And a little bit of a scouting report, like you said, Chris, versatile 3-and-D wing with great size. He's a good athlete, has sneaky athleticism, solid leaper off 1 or 2 feet, great built, has an NBA body despite his young age, high basketball IQ, makes the right decision. So look, he's raw, right? He's 19 years old. So don't expect anything within the next 2 to 3 years from Dadier. But what I love is that, one, the Knicks have great history drafting in the back end of the first round. You know, Emmanuel Quickley, Grimes. You know, we still don't know the Kring Grimes is, you know, ceiling. But, you know, Grimes is also a good player. Hopefully he shines in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
So they targeted Dadier. They drafted him. He's super young. And, you know, it's just, I guess, we just wait and see, right?
Yeah, pretty much all we can do. You know, summer league gave us a little glimpse. And like you said, I think it's important to note that, you know, the last few games in the summer league, he showed improvements. You know, obviously, he didn't go out there and drop 50 or 30 or whatever the case may be, but he got better. And that's a positive. You know, when you have a raw prospect like Dadier, it's important to see that they're improving, even if it's small little increments, because it shows that they're getting it, and they could get it little by little. But like you mentioned, I think it's 2 or 3 years down the road. We'll probably start hearing about Dadier coming onto the NBA roster or getting meaningful minutes, at least at that level.
I think so, because, you know, in 2 to 3 years and 3 to 4 years, do the Knicks foresee him being a starting wing in the NBA or a nice solid depth wing in the NBA? Are they going to develop him? And I have tons of faith that they will. We've seen that the Knicks can develop young players. Pretty much he's just going to take this year, to maybe the next couple of years, and just sit back, develop a little bit behind the scenes, pick the brains of Obi Toppin, of OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. Because who better to pick brains from than those two, right?
Right.
So
right.
I'm excited for that.
3-and-D wings, kind of in the mold of what Dadier, I'm sure, wants to become. And then some. So there's no better mentors, in my opinion, than those two guys right there. But yeah, Dadier seems like, you know, I think a worthwhile risk where they got him. Obviously, the Knicks see something in him that they feel he can be, you know, part of the next generation, per se. I'm excited. He's got some pretty interesting, you know, player comps. Obviously, that's not to say he's going to become these players or even get close to their ceiling. But, you know, you're hearing guys like Sean Elliott, you know, for the OGs that remember Sean Elliott out there. Jaime Jaquez, you know, obviously he's with the Heat, a rookie who kind of made his mark right off the bat. Not expecting that from Daddy A per se, but, you know, pretty interesting comps. You got Gordon Hayward comps out there. And, of course, we've heard the Paul George comps, which would be amazing. But, again, you don't want to put that on Daddy A at this point in time.
That would be amazing. And look, he has the tools, in my opinion. And he has the tools to be a great NBA player in this league. He has the size. He has the length. He can shoot, like I said, high arcing shot. Great finisher around the rim. His basketball IQ, sometimes in a summer league, I thought was pretty good. Knew where to go in certain situations with Tyler Kolek running the offense, which I liked. And don't forget, he was playing overseas. So this is all like kind of new to him. And sometimes it takes these guys, you know, a couple of years. Like we saw it. I'm not comparing him, but with Frank Ntilikina, it took, like we thrusted him in situations where, now, I get it. He was the lottery pick, right? So you kind of had to, and we sucked at the time. But some players take a while to develop. And you're kind of seeing that in other sports as well, football, quarterbacks. Sometimes these guys are better off sitting back, watching, learning, studying from their peers. And Daddy A has a couple of years to do that. And I think in the next couple of years, we're going to see some good things from Daddy A. I truly do.
Hopefully, and well said, because, you know, when it comes to summer league or in general, when it comes to Daddy A and a prospect that raw, it's not really about, hey, how many points did you drop in summer league? It's not really about, hey, how did you do? It's more about, what's your process? What are your reads? How are you reacting on defense? What are your reactions on offense? Are you making the right play? And I think Daddy A showed that. He has a good feel for the game, even at this young age. You know, obviously didn't look pretty at every step of the way, but, you know, there's a good, solid foundation there to work on. And I think the Knicks are poised to, you know, bring the best out of Daddy A in the years to come.
They are. And you know, he wasn't really overseas. He wasn't really called upon to score. He rarely got above 20 minutes a game. It was a learning curve for him over there too. There was a few times where he dropped over 17 points on an efficient night, and his three-point shot needs a little work. But, you know, scouts have said that it can grow into a nice 3-point shooter, maybe 35%. Think he plays this year, Pekin Thaddeus?
No, I don't think he plays this year. Not in the NBA, at least. Obviously, you know, I think we'll see a lot of Thaddeus in G League. The only way I see him playing in the NBA is if we get decimated by injuries again. And even then, you know, I hope that's not the case. But yeah, I think we'll mostly see Daddy A in G League.
In a few years, do you feel like Daddy A can become starting wing in this league, or starting wing with the New York Knicks? Do you feel like the Knicks can groom him, develop him behind the scenes? Because this was their first round pick since Obi Toppin, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So,
which is crazy. So that's hard to say. I mean, he has a
success.
He has a lot of competition along the way, that's for sure. But, you know, if it plays out well and he does become a solid 3-and-D player, there's always room for that, in my opinion, on an NBA roster. So I can't really knock it either. Maybe not a starter, but definitely a solid backup.
Yeah, I mean, I foresee him being, I don't know. I got to see some more from him. You know, I guess summer league, you know, we're so quick to judge these guys. And, you know, a lot of Knicks fans were pretty much down on him during the summer league. And I get it. But, you know, sometimes it takes these guys develop. And the Knicks, we don't need him this year. Like, we don't. Like, this is a project. You throw him behind the scenes and you just let him develop behind the scenes. And you just see what happens in the next couple of years. Because we don't need him this year only in case something drastically happens, like an injury, which we don't want. He'll turn 20 next July, and he's 6'8". So next July, he could be 6'10".
That's right. Now that you mention it, I believe they had him listed, you know, smaller than he actually was when he was drafted. So he's still a kid that's still growing, and that's insane, you know, to have someone of his size, damn near close to a 7-footer, who can possibly, you know, dribble, pull up, you know, be a 3-and-D wing. That's you could see why the Knicks were intrigued and wanted to, you know, take a gamble on a Dattier.
Yeah, and look, I think in a few years we'll see something from Dattier, and hopefully we'll see some highlights this year from Dattier. Who knows? I mean, you never know. Yeah, anything else you wanted to touch on Dattier?
Yeah, one thing I loved about Dattier was that when he was drafted, they were like, hey, are you going to be stashed or something like that? And he was like, nah, I want to be on the Knicks. Yeah. I want to be there. I'm going to work my ass off, and I'm going to, I love that. I love that. It shows his character. It shows that he obviously knows he has a lot to prove and a lot to work on. And, you know, he's game for it. And I think that just, again, fits this team, even down to the rookies, right? These guys, they're hungry. And I love it. I love it. I hope Daddy, you know, works on his game. And who knows, maybe we're saying 2, 3, 4 years down the line. Who's to say it's not, you know, 1.5 years down the line, or, you know, or on the short end of 2. So he definitely seems like he's ready to go and wants to obviously make this roster sooner than later.
I'm happy you brought that up, because that shows that he's hungry, and he's like, no, I don't want to be stashed, and I have no plans about doing that. I want to compete in training camp. I want to show Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks front office that they did the right thing by drafting me in the first round with the number 25th overall pick. Knicks have had success with that pick, ladies and gentlemen. Just watch out for Pacquiao, Dattier, and we'll just have to wait and see what transpires regarding him. Any bold predictions you have on Dattier this season?
I say he averages 20 points per game in the G League.
20 points? In the G
League. Yes.
I like it, man. Sign me up for that. Sign me up for that.
There we go.
I'll be signed up for that too. All right, that was Pacquiao Dattier, another player preview in the books. In case you missed it, we're doing a player preview for every single Nick. Our last player preview can be seen right here on the screen. Subscribe to the channel. Support Knicks Nation on YouTube. We'll catch you in the next player preview. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.